Today's message is, Are You Ready? And we read out of the book of Joel a couple weeks ago and talked about what God is calling people to do. And He's still calling people to do those things, to repent, to turn away from their sin, and then He'll share His blessing. So today's scripture reading is from Psalm 89, and it's verse 30 through 37. And it says, If His sons forsake My law and do not walk in My judgments, if they break My statutes and do not keep My commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod, and I will punish their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, My loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow My faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of My lips. Once I have sworn by My holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before Me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. Let us pray. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His word, and may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. If you would turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 12, and that's where we'll be today. Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 35. And as you turn there to Luke 12, I'm going to go back to the psalm I just read. And it says, Then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. We have a punishment for our transgressions. And it sounds like it's going to be severe. And that's what we're talking about today in Are You Ready? In Luke chapter 12, verse 35, and it says, Let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who want for their master when he will return from the wedding. I'm sorry, men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. And it's saying that when the master's gone and they come home, everything is as well when they open the doors. And he goes on and says, Blessed, in verse 37, Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit to eat and will come and serve them. Not many master-slave relationships have the master coming to serve the slave. Verse 38 says, And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants also. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We hear about that all the time. Oh, so-and-so, they just dropped dead of a massive heart attack. They did this. A young child dies of a disease. People are killed in car accidents, just tragic accidents. The Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. And I don't care how young or old we are. I'm thinking we all want to live a full life. We want to live for a while. But it says the Son of Man will come in an hour we don't know. We never know when God will come and say, this is your time. So we have to be ready. As Christ followers, it is so easy for us to get caught up in day-to-day life and think, you know what, I can worry about that when I'm 100 and something. Okay, I had a conversation with a young man at work the other day, and we just got talking about religion, and he said, you know, I'm this, but I'm not really practicing this and that. And he said, I just don't get it. I mean, a guy lives to be 85, let's say, and he's a nasty, cranky old man. And then he decides to give his life to Christ in, let's say, his last week. And Jesus says, okay, that's cool. He said, I don't get that. That's not right. To us, it's not right. And I said, that's the beauty about being a Christian. God has His grace and mercy that He just gives to us when we don't deserve it. I said, that's the beautiful thing about being a Christian. The thief on the cross, I told him about that story. he was not really familiar with that. And I said that there were two thieves on the cross on either side of Jesus Christ when he was crucified. And one said, "You're the Son of Man. You can't even save yourself." And the other one, being full of wisdom at that point, at least in his life, said, "We get what we deserve. We get our just punishment." And God knows that as human beings, we all want people to get their just punishment. That 85-year-old cranky man, that person wants him to have his just punishment for being cranky and nasty to people all his life. But Jesus said, "When you call on my name." And that thief said, "We get what we deserve, but he does not. He has done nothing." He said, "Remember me." And Jesus said to him, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." That's unfair. That's the beauty about Jesus Christ coming for our sins. But we all don't get that opportunity. As we realize life may be slipping away from us, we all don't get that opportunity to say, "Jesus." Because we all know, as I've said before, people went to sleep last night, and where we woke up and we're here, some people went to sleep last night and did not wake up. Do you think they knew when they went to bed that they would not wake up today? We have to be ready. This life is not about what we're doing here so much as it is what we're doing afterwards. We have to pay attention to what we do here because that will affect what happens afterwards. Even as a Christ follower, even as a believer and follower of Jesus Christ, Jesus says, "You still will go through the fire. Your works will go through that fire." You also, in verse 40, be ready. For the Son of Man is coming in an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, "Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people?" I mean, you want to know, is it just for us 12 or is it for everybody? And Jesus responded and said, "Who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes." Verse 44, "Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, 'My master is delaying his coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him and at an hour when he is not aware, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers." Let's stop there. I just read Jesus said he will cut him in two. There is a much bigger punishment for those of us that say, "You know what? Jesus has not come yet. I don't have to worry about it. I'm a teenager." Sorry, look at that group of teenage family over there. "I'm a teenager. I'm a young person. I'm a young but a little older. I'm middle-aged, I'm older. Jesus has not come yet, I've got a lot of time. If he hadn't come yet, he's not coming soon." But it says right there, if you have that mentality and that thought, he will come at a time and an hour when you least expect it. And the punishment is more severe than those that are ready. For if he catches you playing around, waiting on his coming, saying, "Well, he'll come some other time, but not now, not in my life." And he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Tied in with the unbelievers. Verse 47 goes on to say, "And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes." But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving the stripe, shall be beaten with few. Let's stop right there and just define that. Because if you read that real quick, you can just say, they're going to be beaten, they're going to be beat severely, with many stripes, someone will be beaten with few stripes. Let me go back and reread that. Verse 47, and the servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. That should be most, if not all of us that know Jesus Christ. We've accepted him. We're seeking his will. We know what God tells us to do. But we're out doing our own thing. We're doing our own thing. And it says, for those that do that, they will be beaten with many stripes. Verse 48. And don't try and get yourself in verse 48. But he who did not know, yet committed things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with few. It's not right. You can't say, I didn't know. Just give me a few stripes. For everyone to whom much is given, for him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed of him, they will ask the more. So we know that we're servants. We know that we're here to respond to a master. And now it's just a matter of, what are we doing with that? What are we going to do with that? You don't have to turn there. I'll read it real quickly in Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. You can if you want. It's the very end of the Bible. Revelation 22, verse 20. And the last thing Jesus said was, surely I am coming quickly. Are you ready for that? Are we ready for that? As individuals, as a church body, are we ready for that? I hope so. In the sake of time, we're going to close here. But I want to remind you, the servant who knew his master's will and didn't prepare, many stripes. For those that didn't know but still did things deserving of it, fewer stripes. Our responsibility to respond to Jesus Christ is much higher and much greater. And our punishment for not doing that is much higher and much greater. Are you ready? Do we even think about this every day of the week? Do we think about our actions? We're going to be talking after the first of the year about being intentional Christians. And I just want you guys to think about that. As we went through this last year, focusing on four areas, being reinvigorated, re-energized about our relationship with Jesus Christ, studying the Word of God, getting to know it more and deeper, and applying that in our lives, recognizing God's wondrous works, and then meditating on those. Just understand that everything is a work of God, and then meditate on those things. And then enter the race. And when you enter the race, run as though your life depends on it. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we read in your word your instruction to us to be ready, to be prepared, because ready or not, here you come. You will come at an hour, a time, and a day that we do not know and we do not expect. Lord, help each one of us to be ready, to be prepared for that day. To prepare for the day. So that when you come and call our name, we are ready. For those here today that Maybe your path is going a little differently. Maybe you've walked away and you're kind of dabbling coming back to Jesus Christ. You're dabbling on whether you want a full-blown relationship with Him or just the distant one that says, this is my life-saving ring out in the ocean of trouble. Maybe you're going through things today and you just say, God, I don't think you understand. I don't think you can see me. God, do you even hear me when I talk to you? While we're praying today, if that's you in any one of those situations, would you just lift your hand up so that we can pray for you? Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those people. Lord, for those that lifted their hand today, would you show yourself strong to them? Whether they're questioning their walk, their faith, whether they need strength and boldness, Lord, they may just need the support of their fellow believers to encourage them and stand beside them. Pray with them and for them. Lord, I ask today that you show yourself strong in their life. Lord, to those that are distant, to those that are wandering, that you would just shine your light brighter for them to see, whether it's a friend or a neighbor, something that just gets their attention, Lord. Lord, I ask you to just bless this church body. Today, Lord, as we prayed over our Ground Zero staff, our young leaders, or even younger believers. Father, would you be with them as they fashion the future of these young minds? Would you continue to grow that group and grow their faith? And Lord, today as we prayed over our new members, Lord, we ask your blessing on them in this church body as we surround them and support them and get to know them. We thank you for their commitment today, Lord. Lord, today we just ask you to be a reflective light inside each one of us. Direct our actions this next week until we meet again. And direct our words that we speak to one another, Lord. That they reflect you and reflect your love for others. We ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.